Yesterday, Mark Cribben of Ballyhoura Mountain Mushrooms invited me on a mushroom hunt, a forage, in a top secret location. And as we were foraging, he was telling me all these wonderful, wonderful stories, and I've got one for you here, about magic mushrooms and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I think you might enjoy this. And what kind of magic mushrooms do we get in Ireland then?
The major one is a mushroom, its name is called the Liberty Cap. That'll be sort of the one most widespread mushroom in Ireland. Now you do get some other things. You get mushrooms like fly agaric, which is the, as I said, the sort of the standard children's fairy tale book. That's the mushroom with the red with the white spots. You do get that in Ireland, but it does require a fair degree of preparation. It can be poisonous, so people can get poisoned eating it in the search of getting high. This is the one that the Sami people in Finland drink the frozen reindeer urine. It's not poisonous. It doesn't seem to have any ill effects or poisonous effects on the deer, or sorry, on the reindeer that the Sami, the Lapps, mind. And what the Sami have discovered, and I'd like to know who was the first man to discover it, is that if you consume the frozen urine, you get the trip without the adverse abdominal cramping and the whole lot. And it can be taken repeatedly and repeatedly. Its metabolite is not broken down in the body. So
when you say repeatedly and repeatedly, you mean it goes in, it's not broken down, it comes out again.
You can retake it again, get high and redo the trip. But that's basically where they, if you were to read people, that they would say the story of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer came from. As you can imagine, flying reindeers after consuming some fly agaric is probably not the strangest thing that you've ever heard of. And if you think of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, his nose looks like a fly agaric.